It is time to bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Busy, real busy.
Busy?
Stockpiling, liquidating, you know, getting ready. Buying bullets.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
You don't need bullets.
Don't worry, there'll be things changing.
You've got your mouth to protect you. You're like me. You don't need bullets.
Not for long.
All right, let's get into sports, all right? Let's not talk about that. Because,
or the lack thereof. So I guess we'll get right into horse racing.
Well, before we get into horse racing, it's Thursday, and that means we have to get through the inevitable football pick. San Francisco and Green Bay. I'll take San Francisco in this game.
I'll take Green Bay.
Okay. Just very quickly, just get rid of that. Right off the schedule. All right, so now we do have horse racing to talk about, which is good.
It's all right.
Well, let's go.
Sixth race on Friday is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. There's a couple of horses in here undefeated. All I'm doing is boxing all three. That's the 12, 13, and 14. Dirty Dangle, 2nd of July, and Golden Pal. Next race is the seventh race, the Breeders' Cup 1 Mile Turf. Same thing here. You got some out-of-town horses coming from Europe, so they're probably poisoned. So one horse I'm looking at here is the 6 horse, Mustabik. This horse won the Bourbon at Keeneland. That's where this race is. So that's who I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with the 6 horse in the 7th race tomorrow, Mustabik. Next race is the 8th race. It's the Juvenile Fillies, 1 1/16 on the dirt. The favorite on the rail, Simply Ravishing, undefeated for Ken McPeak, looks good. This horse won the Alcibiades at Keeneland by 6 lengths. I think this horse will be real tough to beat. The horse that I'm looking at to close a little bit in here is going to be the 5, Girl Daddy, trained by Dale Romans. This horse won the Pocahontas at Churchill, going a 1 turn mile, 1 by 2. So I'm going to go with a 1-5-5-1 in the 8th race on Friday. That post is at 350. The 9th race is the Juvenile Filly, 1 mile on the turf. The 5 horse in here, Aunt Pearl, looks real tough. Wired the field at Keeneland and the Jessamine in real nice time. Showed some real good early speed. Couple other horses I'm going to use in here to look to close from off the pace is going to be the 9 horse, Madone. This horse is coming in from the left coast, 3 for 3, going 1 turn miles at Del Mar and Santa Anita. So Flavian Pratt has the mount. He's the only decent rider in California, in my opinion. You can use the 9. The 10 horse, Campanelle. This is a Wesley Ward horse who won first time out in May at Gulfstream, then went to Ascot in France and beat some pretty decent fields there. And Ascot beat an 18 horse field. So this filly's 3 for 3, undefeated. You have to use her. And the 12 horse, Spanish Love Affair. This horse ran 2nd to Aunt Pearl, who I mentioned before in this race, at Keeneland. Have to use this horse. This horse was $1.70 on a dollar last time. It's 15-1 morning line tomorrow. So got to go spreading here with these young 2-year-old fillies. The 5, Aunt Pearl, the 9, Madone, the 10, Campanelle, and the 12, Spanish Love Affair. And that brings us to the last race tomorrow, the 10th race, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile going 1 1/16. Two horses I'm looking at in here. There's a lot of speed in this race. The 2-horse King Fury from the inside won the Street Sense going 1 1/16 in late October at Churchill Downs for Kenny McPeak. This horse, sitting off that race, which wasn't too long ago, looks to be sharp, and I don't think McPeak's going to put the horse in here if he's short. But my top pick is going to be the 9 horse, Sitting It Go, a 12-1 shot. I had this horse last time. It won at 24-1. This horse is by Brody's Cause, who won a big 2-year-old race at Keeneland a few years back. This horse showed that it very much liked the track, has some speed in this race to run into, coming off a bullet work at Churchill Downs on October 30th, the best of 33. I think this horse gets a great setup in here with the pace and moves late and wins the race. So as long as none of them are fixed, we should have some pretty good races at Keeneland tomorrow.
All right. Then you've got this, some racing this weekend as well, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. All right. Well, then hockey should be starting up soon, right?
Oh, I do. Who knows?
Yeah, I follow any of that stuff anymore.
I wouldn't think sports are going to start anytime soon. Probably, I don't think the winter sports will probably start until April.
I hope you're wrong about that.
Nah, we were told already everything's going to get locked down, so there won't be any sports.
Yeah, we'll see. There's always sports. One
way or the other. I'll file for unemployment.
That's exactly right.
I've decided to live off the government. Sell my house, sell everything, live in a welfare motel, and have the government pay for my life.
All right. Well, let me know how that works out.
I'll join socialism, but I'll just keep my money in a bank.
All right.
Well, actually, in a suitcase.
All right, Mike. Have a good day.
You too.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.